it was just a normal door, like a fucking housework, is the thing. I don't know if you guys have seen the vans that's on Beach Boulevard, right?
Sure. No.
It's like an old, it literally used to be a house.
That's sick.
So, like, the door, our front door is, like, literally, like, it's a glass door now, but, like, it's just a door. That's nice. So, like, we'd have to lock that, and then we had, like, we had two gates that we, like, pulled together to, like, lock, because that place used to get broken into all the time.
It's like a quaint little mountain town store.
Yeah. That's why, like, in the middle of what's
like a, like a soda shop.
Yeah.
But, two P's and an E.
Do you remember when we tried to lock Ben inside at Hot Topic, not realizing that you could just open it from the inside?
No, we did that?
Yeah, because remember at Laguna, we had the pull-down gate?
Yeah, pull-down gate.
And we were like, he was taking fucking forever. So mm-hmm. we're like, dude, we'll just lock it and, like, walk away. And he walks up and he's just like, You're like, ah. <"Aw." laughs> He thought we locked him in. And he's like, no, that sucks.
Ben was, like, the perfect manager because he was, like, never there.
That's, I was going to say, that's so debatable.
No, because.
That's a good manager because then if your people are good.
But he also
that's
didn't what give happened, a though. Shit.
No, but that's what happened.
Like a
it's because, like, you guys deal with this. Because you all know how to deal with
it. I like
you
a were, monarchy type of
you were there during
boss.
The prime of it, though. Like,
yeah.
Where it's like, he was never there, but, like, he still, when he was there, he'd still help.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying,
yeah.
But, like, after you left, then it just went to shit. And, like, me and Jess had to literally pick up all the slack. Because even right. when he was there, he did nothing.
He was on his laptop.
Just
and,
fucking yeah. booking shows. And I'm just like.
Yeah.
I told you, I came in the day at 1 in the afternoon, and we were negative money. And I was like.
But, like, you know, people grow out of jobs. Like, I
no,
mean,
of
he
course.
Just he has a new job.
But he wouldn't
like,
quit.
Yeah, well, why would you if you're not getting in trouble?
And you
get
paid.
That store made $1,000 a day on a good day.
Fired, so.
Okay.
Hopefully,
this
Ben, you're listening.
Spiteful.
Ben, don't listen to this. Or I'm going to edit it
out. I didn't technically get him fired. I just had to, fucking do something. I had to call my district manager. I was like, something needs to change. Otherwise, I'm going to quit.
Cody, whatever makes you feel better. Because, no, like, the way you just said that, like, you gotta fucking
if
fire
you changed,
dude,
if
like,
you changed fired to murdered, it would
yeah,
sound exactly
it would,
the same.
Yeah. Like,
something had to be done.
I couldn't let this go on.
Yeah. I'm pretty yeah. sure he's still yeah. alive. I did drive by his old apartment the other day, though.
Yeah, I bet
did
you did, you fucking
yeah.
psychopath.
Yeah, I bet you drove real slow by it.
I know he doesn't live there anymore.
Armor.
Yeah, that doesn't actually help my case either.
Yeah, I know where he lives.
Yeah.
I know what he eats. I know what his sleep schedule's like. It's
yeah.
not a big deal. That's like a common knowledge.
Yeah, he has two daughters, Mary and Amy.
Yeah. I hope that he
this
does not have
this
kids.
Is their blood type.
Yeah. Just in case. I mean, you know.
Basic information.
What, we're friends.
Yeah,
you gotta know your friends.
To change topics from you being a creep. If you guys want, there's a bag of candy. If you guys want a candy.
Oh,
candy
bag.
Yeah.
What's in there?
Grabbing the chocolate.
Oh, it's all
kitchen.
The chocolate.
Oh, we just moved it from the kitchen to here.
Yeah, Brenda didn't want the tub in there.
You put it in a bag.
Yeah. Well, she did.
What's in there, M&M's?
It's the same. It's the same.
Bunch stuff. Of Milky Ways and Three Musketeers.
No Snickers, right?
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's reflexes, baby.
There's some Musketeers.
Oh, yeah.
There's a mint.
It's pretty easy to do this by your crotch.
That's what happens. Well, that's what happens when you get hit enough. You protect yourself.
Protect?
You said get hit?
Yeah.
Oh!
You thought I said get head, right?
You no, I threw it at your crotch.
Okay, no.
And your
hit.
Hand went out really fast.
No, I've just been hit a lot in my life.
Oh.
So my hands work fast.
And my genitals in particular.
Yeah.
For catching head.
For catching some good head.
I was like, if that's how it falls, literally falls in your lap.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Like a girl trips in front of you, you're just
yeah.
like,
wait! Bring it in.
Breathe with your mouth.
Breathe with your mouth.
So her mouth is open when she falls.
Breathe with your nose.
No, but so when she's falling, her mouth is open.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't want her to go down like this.
It's a process. It's a process.
Get a blowjob and you're just going. Oh my god. Gonna plug her nostrils. Yeah, like it. Breathe with your mouth.
That's the second time in fucking 10 minutes I almost spit my drink out everywhere.
So it's called the balloon animal.
That's so gross.
Oh.
Gross.
Because she sounds like a duck.
Mm-hmm. She sounds like a duck.
It sounds like a fucking Biz Markie song.
Jesus Christ.
You got what I need.
Oh,
God. Jesus Christ. The wet, I hate wet sounds.
Oh.
Wet sounds are so
ASMR.
I hate wet sounds.
So gross.
Someone showed me ASMR, like someone eating like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I almost threw
oh,
up.
No.
Immediately.
The worst one is the ASMR of a guy eating a fucking fillet of salmon.
Disgusting.
Oh. It's, dude.
With a beard?
No,
so
just
like.
No, it's like a Asian guy, and it's not even like. The thing that makes it worse than hearing it is actually also watching it.
That's what I'm saying.
The way he takes the bites are disgusting.
Does he use like a fork and knife?
Or no, he's just holding
just
it.
Holds it.
Oh,
it's cooked though, right?
No, it's just
a raw
fucking
fish.
Salmon like Christ. Filet. Like that you would get from the store.
Okay, well, I just want to picture this right in my head.
Yeah,
it's not the fish isn't together.
No,
it's out,
ahead.
It's out of the fish.
Out of the fish.
Descaled,
but not cooked. Just imagine watching somebody eat a whole fish. Like,
no.
No,
scales.
No, I've seen it. I've seen people do it before.
Yeah. Well, you descale it.
No, just like imagine like, yeah, like a scaled prepared to cook filet,
but not
salmon,
cooked.
But not cooked.
Oh God. It's all wet and mushy.
It was disgusting.
Imagine that ASMR.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was.
Fucking nightmares.
100,000 subscribers, probably.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that video's
million
probably
views.
Like a million views, yeah.
People
yeah.
just sleeping like babies listening to that piece
yep,
of shit.
Yep, 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 yep. Hold on, I gotta put on my sleep track.
Yeah.
yeah.
His little, like,
he's like,
sleep mask
yeah.
and his like, headphones.
Yeah.
Ready. Take me
oh,
away.
I
should
have brought my phone. I could probably play it right now.
What
oh.
happened to whale noises? Like,
yeah.
like...
That's like the OG ASMR.
Yeah, it is. That's what used to put people to bed. Like whale noises, ocean
rain.
Sounds.
I listened to like
birds.
I was app and I listened to like just the river. Like like it's like supposed to be like you're sitting by like a creek.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's like birds chirping mm. and shit. I'm like that's exactly where we want to fall asleep, but also terrified to fall asleep because I'm worried about like bugs getting
yeah.
in my clothes.
I love the idea of
it's
going.
Like too immersive, then you
yeah.
actually feel like you're out there, and I'm just like bears.
No. But I like the idea of like that's somewhere where I definitely would want to be. But yes, I'd
right.
be like afraid of bears and like mountain lions and shit.
Yeah.
But I know I'm in my bed, so it's
true.
Like the safest place
right.
to be in the places I really want to be.
Well, because the idea of sleeping outdoors is so beautiful.
Yeah.
But then
waking
being outdoors is just awful.
Yeah,
like,
terrifying.
Just terrifying.
And I'm a
yeah.
mouth breather. Like I get all dried out. And it's
oh
just,
yeah,
right,
get like
right.
bugs in your mouth.
Yeah. What, you saw logs all night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
Sometimes
it gets caught and I wake myself up.
No, yeah.
You did that catch and you're like...
I caught you.
That's called sleep apnea.
No,
that's real
I'm
dangerous.
I spent the night the other night and I caught him sawing logs. He saw his logs pretty hard.
Where?
When you're sleeping, you snore like
wait,
a
were you
animal.
In my room?
Yeah.
Just,
you didn't
don't
know.
You stand over me when I sleep?
Yeah, I was just looking at you.
No, I'm aware. I snore pretty bad.
I was just wondering what you were thinking about. What's he dream about?
Being a lumberjack?
What's Cody dream about?
Being a lumberjack.
Yeah, being a lumberjack. Yeah, sawing logs.
Yeah, he's literally
cutting down trees.
Fucking Axeman, man.
Axeman.
Just doing a little cha-ching art move.
Right? Axeman. Yeah, yeah. The big old, like, that double, like, super long
yeah.
saw.
Yeah, where it's going to take
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
One they use for thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, like a Foley artist?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Foley artists. They're the ones that make the background sound.
I'm already learning stuff, and we haven't even started yet.
Well,
let's start. It's a horse. Oh, fun. I ruined that by clomping. You want to do it again? You can't.
Wait.
Just pretend. Do it with your mouth. Yeah, he's done.
Okay, we're done with the blowjob breathing out of your mouth joke. Come on.
I don't know.
All right, what do we got?
Okay, so I told Cody this outside, but I want to tell you.
I was inside.
Be very let's be very careful with our words on this one. Okay, just be very cautious because it's a sensitive topic for a lot of people.
Okay.
So I want to preface it with why I wanted to do this.
Oh.
So
sounds so oh.
It's
very sobering for me right now.
I'll just get my wits about me real quick because it's gonna be a thing and just hang like bear with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the other day I was in the post office.
Correct.
Same. And it was very very busy and
mm-hmm.
I live near Knott's Berry Farm and it's the post office like right across the street from Knott's Berry Farm, so you could hear noises from the park when you're in the post office,
mm-hmm.
and it was really busy and the line was out the door. And they were understaffed, didn't have any supplies. Like, when I went to go get, like, I had to mail...
Like, envelopes?
Yeah, envelopes,
okay.
boxes, because I had to mail something to my mom. My mom was in Maui. And I had to mail something to my mom, and there was, like, no supplies. I had to ship her this very small thing in this super large box, and I was like, okay, well, it's an extra $10, but whatever. I have no choice, and I bring my own box.
Yeah.
And there's, like, everybody's really aggressive. Everybody's, like, so mad.
That work there?
That are in line. And,
oh.
like, the employees are just, like, trying their best. Like, it's like, we're understaffed, dude. There's three of us here. There's
yeah.
nine out the door. We don't have any supplies. Like,
it's like the DMV. We're just
yeah.
mad that they're there.
Like, Christmas just happened. They were cleared out of supplies. Like, their management sucks. They don't have the right tools.
Yeah.
and they're just dealing with it, and they're trying so hard, and like every transaction that they have ends up with somebody just like screaming at them. Oh, God. And I'm just in line like, this is the worst. Like, I feel so bad. And like, you know how they put those like the pens in the little like the quiver or whatever the pen quiver is.
A little pen holder thing.
Like the pen holder, where it's like attached to a chain.
Yeah.
People weren't waiting for them to put the pen back in. Like, as soon as somebody was done, they'd grab it out of their hands and take the pen. It was that busy.
Wow.
Like, people weren't impatient enough for them to put the pen back in the little pen holder. They were just grabbing. I saw it. Like, people just snatched it.
Wait, so
it
like
up.
The postman was like, you're done. Something.
Yeah, people were out of like, yeah. There's like mine now.
Or like the next person in line. Right?
Yeah, the next person in line was snatching it. Jeez. Like a monster just snatching it.
And lizard people.
So
like lizard people.
All this
lizard
is going on, and there's literally like not even fucking around. Like 30 loose children just running around. Destroy.
You sure you weren't in Knott's Berry Farm?
No,
they're sounds
all,
a lot like Knott's
they're all kids.
Don't put it into boxes
because it's a long line. Like
yeah,
it's about
cakes.
Like, indoors, it's like 20 feet, okay. And then we were probably about 10, an additional 10 feet outdoors. So we're talking about like a 30-foot line.
What the fuck?
Okay. That's at least 30 people.
You should have gone to a private place.
So yeah, well, I don't have the money for a private post office.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. Were those called UPS stores?
No.
I should have just gone to the UPS store. But I just went to the post office, and 30 loose kids. And I didn't mind the kids that were fucking things up, because they were just being kids.
Okay.
You know, knocking stuff over and, like, playing silly games with each other. But all like, these kids came up. They would just come up to you. It's the kids that just, like, come up to you and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, 4 years old or whatever. They're like, hi. And they just stare at you.
Yeah.
Fuck those kids. Like, get away from me.
Right?
Creepy weirdo.
They won't touch your beard.
And I was thinking about it, and, like, all this was going on, and you could hear Knott's Berry Farm in the background. So, 30 loose kids, people screaming at the employees, long line, no supplies, and every 60 seconds, you just heard a scream in the background. A
bloody murder.
It was just like, ah!
Jesus.
So, like,
pure chaos.
Yeah, just chaos. So I went to, like, hell for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So this made me realize, like, why I was so, like, afraid of these kids, which is the whole thing that people aren't vaccinating their kids anymore.
Oh.
So
that was a big jump.
Yeah, so
that was a big jump.
There's a lot of, so my, it's my conspiracy or my controversy this week is that vaccines cause autism.
Mm. But it doesn't.
Well, there's, I know. Okay. I know. But I wanted to give you kind of a history lesson on this. And let you know why people believe it. Because there's a fucking lot, guys. There's a lot.
There's a lot of, like, things in favor
that
it
does. People
believe
a lot of interesting things
about
this.
So, CJ, you presented us with a plate of ice. On a lake.
Yeah.
And then you told Cody and I good luck. And then
before
we could jump on it, you went, but just to make it interesting, you got an ice pick and you smash it on the ground and then said good luck.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fuck.
Yeah. Right. I know. So, okay. Straight out of the gate, I hate this shit so much.
Like, I'm already imagining the Instagram post.
It drives me fucking mental.
Okay.
So, it drove me so crazy that I needed to know why.
Okay.
All right. So, I want you guys to help me. The podcast, put your hand out.
Okay.
The podcast is about sympathy.
Okay.
Voice for the voiceless. Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Let's play around with it. Okay? Look at me like
no,
that.
No, I'll do my best.
Okay?
You're absolutely right. This is a very, watch our words.
This is why This is why we do this. This is very flat earthy, like the first episode.
Because
There's a lot of science refuting it. But we gotta play with
it. It's like it's full circle.
I get it! But it wouldn't because it's flat.
Aha! Yeah, it's full disc.
It's full disc. Yeah.
It's gone full disc.
Yeah.
So, Do you want to provide anything before I give you anything? Do you want to talk about it a little bit before I get into it?
I have one question.
Yeah, go.
So your segue from the post office
mm-hmm.
to your topic, and it probably has nothing to do with what we're going to get into. I just have a lingering question.
Yeah.
Are you saying, A, that you think these kids in the post office are vaccinated and that they're, like, they just are shitty kids? Or are you saying they should have been vaccinated and be... Sorry. Are you saying they're vaccinated and now the post office is full of kids with autism? Right? Or are you saying they should have been vaccinated mm-hmm. to, like, mm-hmm. and And right now, like, they're just shitty kids.
So here was what made me think of
it. I did worded that kind of
because I thought like it was like a light, like a light bulb went off on top of my head when I was in the line for the post office.
You're like, these kids must be.
Because when kids came up to me, I was like, get away from me because you might have the mumps or the measles because it's a very common thing that people aren't vaccinating their kids.
Yeah.
Now I was like, okay, well, why aren't people vaccinating their kids? Because people think that it causes autism. And that was on further. I mean, I knew that already in my head.
Yeah. So this was a trail of thought.
It was a trail. It was. Yeah, it was like Plinko. It was just like things just kept falling.
Okay. Gotcha. I just wanted to clarify. I think these kids must have an issue.
I love kids. Like, kids are fucking awesome. They're super fun. But I just don't want the mumps.
Just don't touch me.
But it's so prevalent in our society nowadays that I'll get into the numbers behind this, and the numbers are pretty shocking. So
let's dive in. Let's see what we can accomplish here.
AJ, do you want to bump in?
Or I'm along for the ride.
You're along for the ride.
Yeah, let's see where I can squeeze in a few jokes.
I feel like this is gonna be a lot of CJ talking, and we're just gonna listen.
Well, don't do that to me.
No.
We'll have questions, but I definitely want to take what you got.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is an episode where I'm glad I wasn't drinking beforehand.
Right.
So, I know. I feel pretty light right now.
I love this. The looks on both of your faces right now.
Pale.
Because you feel so superior to me.
No. No.
I can tell though.
I don't feel superior.
You don't.
No. I'm just really worried about what I'm gonna
where it's gonna go.
What I might say.
Why would I feel superior?
I don't know. You guys both look very prideful.
That's two sides to a poisonous coin.
I feel scared.
Lay some knowledge on us. And then
how did it begin?
Let's go.
How did it all, why? Okay. So in 1998, there was a paper published by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, which should be noted that he's no longer a doctor.
Okay.
Andrew started an MMR vaccine controversy. So the controversy stands for measles, mumps, and rubella. Like, this one vaccine that cured measles, mumps, and rubella caused autism.
Okay,
so that was in 1998. He posted it to the Lancet, which is apparently a big medical journal. And he was absolutely, like, lambasted for it. Like, people described Wakefield's paper as the most damaging medical hoax of the last 100 years. Because so many people bought into it. So many people bought it, but then it was proved wrong.
Did you say this was the 80s?
1998.
Oh, this is around the... This would have been around, like, the Jenny McCarthy thing. Which she wrote this thing real hard.
Perfect, dude. We're on the right track.
Yeah, okay.
Let's stay where we're at, guys. Okay. This is perfect, okay?
I was just trying to make sure this...
For anybody who doesn't know who Jenny McCarthy is, look her up, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Right.
Because most likely it's her... I'm not going to say crazy, but her videos of talking about this stuff.
Yeah. She went with it full steam.
Andrew Wakefield... Who now resides in Austin, Texas, if anybody's concerned.
No longer a doctor.
No longer a doctor. So he was a doctor in the UK, and he was discredited. He's a former British doctor. He was a gastroenterologist, which is like the pipes, your pipes, you know?
Yeah.
He was gas pipes.
Yeah.
He was struck off the UK medical register for unethical behavior, including this paper, misconduct and fraud, and... He's gone. He's like not a doctor anymore.
He literally like almost got ran out of town. Now he lives in America.
Right. Moved to America. Texas. Like pitchforks, lanterns, the whole thing. Get the fuck out of the UK. You're not a doctor anymore. I don't know what he does in Austin now, but can't be anything good.
He's a proctologist.
Well, he's not a doctor. He can't practice medicine anymore.
Well, we're not saying he's a doctor.
He might be doing a proctologist.
Well, he might be an amateur proctologist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. he's got a garden hose and a camera.
Just puts a GoPro on his dick.
Door to door, enemas.
Let's see what's going on up there.
I make extra money on Pornhub.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Another one of these other pieces of shit that we've dealt with on the show.
I'm sure you're going to get into this, but my initial question is, and if you have points for this, just don't even answer it. Why did he all of a sudden just come up with this paper? All of a sudden he was just like, you know what? Cause so many times like there's people like that, they come up with this shit out of nowhere, and I want to give him at least some initial credit to say that maybe he did do some research based on something, but like so many times, like, it's like snake oil. Like, mm-hmm. they just all of a sudden decide, you know, this does this.
Yeah.
This causes this. And they just do it for the fuck of doing it. And...
Well, sometimes it does have, like, meaning, like, Edison and, with a Newton? With the elephant? When they shocked the elephant?
Yeah.
Topsy.
Yeah, where they were just kind of, like, battling it out because one wanted to have one energy source, one or the other. They wanted it like that.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been the same, like, I don't know, maybe the guy was, like, well, the guy who patented it before him.
They were battling different electrical currents. Like, processes, which one obviously was better.
But he was a doctor before.
But my point is this, like, yeah, he was already a doctor. Like, what? Why all of a sudden did he decide to publish his paper?
Like, well, I'm saying, like, maybe it could have been something out of, revenge or jealousy or something,
The only really, like, background for Andrew Wakefield is that he was an activist for anti-vaccines.
Oh, so he just didn't like vaccines to begin with.
So, he didn't like vaccines, and in particular, he singled out MMR for causing autism. Now, I think it was... It doesn't, like...
And he probably produced some evidence.
Yeah, like, I'm on his, like, Wikipedia and whatever like that. There's no history behind, like, what motivated him.
No, I think that answers it right there.
But he was an activist, so something maybe personally happened to him. Like, maybe he is a child was autistic or something like that.
Or he lost a child, and the kid was vaccinated, and he thought it was the vaccines that did it.
So maybe there's something personal involved.
But it could have also been something he saw in the field, was something that was common, and then he started doing research on it.
But I think, CJ, I think you answered that perfectly. You could tell from his history that he was anti-vaccines to begin with.
Right.
That's all you need to spur some kind of, like, crusade like this for him to go on. It's like, I'm going to get rid of vaccines.
Yeah. Like, this is my thing.
This is my thing, yeah.
This is what I'll be known for.
I hate them, like, if you said, this X factor happened, whatever it may be, like, in his personal life or whatever, and that was his thing.
Yeah.
So, cool. Answer.
Okay, cool. So, I'm not going to get into any, I'm not going to get any stories of, like, things that vaccines having proof to cause autism.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. Because, A, don't exist. But, on the other side of the coin... There are a lot of people that think there's a lot of alternatives to vaccines.
Mm.
Okay, so I kind of want to go through this list with you of alternatives to vaccines.
Okay.
And just get your snap judgment.
Okay.
Okay? So the first one, which is instead of doing vaccines, your child should be breastfed.
I think breastfeeding is good.
Okay.
I think that helps a lot with the immune system.
So breastfeeding is encouraged.
Yeah.
It provides, like, passive immunity from mother to child. It has a lot of, like, antibodies, like her, you know, mother's milk is very healing
you
and stuff like
that.
You
do have to be considered, though, about what ailments the mother might have, though, obviously, because bad things, but yeah, if we're talking in a general sense, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, on average, a woman most likely should be taking care of herself or be direct. Well, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
Even in 1998, like, most people would have been advised, at least for, like, because breastfeeding is commonplace everywhere. Mm-hmm. Cribs and diapers and things like that, they're all different. But, like, breastfeeding is from the dawn of time. Like, we perfected it for the most part.
But my point, that, like, in extenuating circumstances, not to go too far down the road, but, like, they have it down to a science where now, like, it is possible to have a child birthed that they can get it so that it doesn't pick up any diseases that the mother might have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that is good for the kid.
Right.
But it could still be passed if the mother proceeds to breastfeed.
Right.
Yeah. They could still get it that way. Like, HIV can be passed that way.
Well, there's a very strict diet for mothers that are breastfeeding.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. We know titties.
But, but I'm saying, if we're talking about the poster, of, like, you know, that, like, it perfect bill of health.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so the next one down the list is homeopathic vaccines,
mm-hmm.
which, do you guys know what homeopathy is?
No. It's, like, herbal stuff that's not authorized by the...
Oh, we're talking about Eastern medicine,
DC. So yeah, so homeopathy is a parts per million, like, much like the Scoville scale,
like midichlorians.
Like, the Scoville scale is like how many Scoville units if you compared to dropping one drop of this into a bathtub kind of thing.
Isn't Scoville's for spice?
Scoville's are for spice,
Scoville's a scale in its own thing.
So homeopathy is scaled by one drop of it for a parts per million.
Okay.
And that's how it's measured. So one drop of this in a bathtub would equal X amount of healing properties.
Okay.
So
what's an example of that?
Homeopathy would be pot.
Okay.
So it would be like taking euchinacea for an illness,
yeah.
Or taking ginkgo biloba or
vitamins.
Oh,
I think dietary supplements.
I thought you said euthanasia.
Well, some like, euthanasia. It's taking euthanasia.
I was like, well,
yeah. Which I mean, we're not too far off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, basically,
if we're killing babies, they can get mumps.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's sensitive. That's what I talked about. Remember,
yeah.
I brought it up. Careful with our words
yeah.
here.
Yeah, but right? It is a fact.
It is a fact.
Yeah.
It's a harsh
if
reality.
You kill a baby, they ain't getting anything.
So,
because by the way, they're dead.
Yes, AJ, we get it.
Go on, no, keep going.
No, they're dead. There's nothing else to talk about. Their story is literally over.
I want to hear more about.
Dead
oh, the story's over.
The
huh?
story's over.
Yeah,
because they're dead.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's a quick story.
Yeah. Gravestone? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby furnaces? I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right, so another one is like herbs, like roots
Weed.
And syrups.
So Eastern medicine kind of
like yeah, another one's herbs, blah, blah, blah. Another one's vitamins.
PCP.
You know.
Which are all good for
these
you.
Are all, these are all
like,
in the same kind of,
yeah.
Well, everything, vitamins, fine, like vitamin C, vitamin D, etc. You know, vitamin B. Yeah, I believe those cause some good for people. Like, you know, if you have a common cold, you take emergency or you take airborne or whatever, and you're good. Not good, but better.
But you don't necessarily need them on a regular basis. Like, I think what you're saying is, people like take vitamin B every day. It's like, dude, most of the stuff you eat has the vitamins you need. You don't need to go take a tablet just for that, unless you have a deficiency.
Well, it's nice. It's good to take like a one a day, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Take
that
like,
gives you like a good multivitamin coverage. Yeah, no,
I like
good.
B
is
that.
I like taking fish oil. Like, fish oil is good.
B's
fish oil is good for your skin.
B's like an upper almost. B's a.
Wait, people get those a shot in their butt.
Yeah,
that's
like
what they snort movies instead of cocaine.
Do they really?
They snort vitamin B.
Somebody had like a story about that.
I think in Wolf of Wall Street. That
yeah,
was
Jonah Hill.
Vitamin B.
Yeah, we talked about this. I think on a previous podcast. Jonah Hill like took so much that he started getting like vitamin D deficiency or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It, like, it threw their fucking levels out of whack because they literally had.
Why wouldn't
snort,
they
like,
just pretend to snort it? Like,
it's
why don't they?
Do they want to look real?
It's
I guess,
dude. Like,
I saw this thing. I read this thing earlier about Martin Scorsese, and it was in the Cannes Film Festival. And Martin Scorsese walked out of an interview because they ran out of Coke. He was like, cocaine.
Oh,
well, how long ago was this?
No, they ran out of Coca-Cola. He's like, I'm out!
Yeah. No more soda!
I ain't no Pepsi! Pepsi, bitch!
So,
that's how
no,
Martin Scorsese talks.
He was being interviewed at the Cannes Film Festival by somebody,
recently?
And they ran out of cocaine. That was years and years ago. Back in, like, the, Godfather? Is he Godfather? Or maybe like create like
no,
a,
that's Coppola.
Oh no, that's I'm thinking of like Raging Bull and Taxi.
Yeah,
Driver,
you Raging Bull. Yeah.
Taxi Driver, like those days,
yeah.
The 70s.
Yeah.
Where everybody did
yeah.
cocaine.
Yeah.
He walked out of an interview because they ran out of coke. He's like, well, I'm out of here. I gotta go get some more.
Oh well.
Was it like a salad bar? Like what? here's one question. All right, go do a line. Here's another question. Go do a line. Like I don't know how serious that was. But
I mean, like. From the movies I've seen, they put it on a big mirror or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not like salad. Like, it's not like.
I'm saying, like, how.
It's not like the Pepsi challenge.
I feel like he was, like, in the interview and he's, like, looking over, like, past the interviewer, like, hey, say, no, say, we're out? Okay, well, you know.
He was probably
like,
sitting there with a mirror on his lap.
And he was like,
and
bowl?
He just ran out.
And please, like, sir, may I have some more? We ain't got no more Morton.
He's
and
probably,
then
he's yeah,
like,
he's
fucking
probably
out.
Digging all the powder with his fingers and smashing it into his mouth. Like, we're out. I gotta go.
Martin, I love your movies. Carrying on.
I mean, if that's what a performance enhancing drugs, you know?
Yeah. Call it what you will.
He's the Lance Armstrong of film.
Keep it up.
Yeah, keep snorting, Val.
Yeah.
So the next one is essential oils. And you'll see a lot of this in multi-level marketing schemes. Like, oils promote health. You know, they make you... Tons of claims.
They reduce stress.
They make you sleep better. They make you not sleep. They reduce stress.
Yeah.
They make you stronger. They give you better workouts. You'll lose weight.
Mm.
Like, these are all MLM,
one
multi-level
of
marketing schemes.
Right, mother-in-law.
You are part of the problem.
Well, it was at Barnes & Noble. It was a little air humidifier, and it came with, like, an essential
oil
thing.
Oh,
air
humidifier.
No, but it had an essential oil thing that came with it to reduce stress. Like,
my nephew's
which I'm like, I don't think this does anything.
Well, like lavender or something?
Yeah, it was basically just fucking.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were telling me you got your mom something, like
you
to put on, like, to put, like, in her eyes or, like, in her
mouth. No, no, no. It was an essential oil. It was a vial of essential oils that you put into the humidifier, so it releases it into
the farts in the air
to help reduce stress.
Yeah. It gives you smoky, steamy, smelly water.
Yeah. I just like the smell of lavender.
Yeah. I
swamp water.
Love the smell of lavender.
Yeah, it smells
it's amazing. They need to make like more male products
with lavender. With lavender. Dude, I spray my entire room with lavender.
It's so great.
Can we just go in your room right now or just take a break?
Yeah. You press pause real quick. I want to smell your room.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. I was in there the other night.
Yeah. I want to do it again.
Yeah, I want to do it again.
Okay. Can you lay in the bed and your eyes closed, smiling? Yeah. Just like you were?
Just two big nostrils full real quick. Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, my.
Make sure you wear exactly what you were wearing last time.
I'm sure that'll happen later.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Next one, chiropractic adjustments. So I have a long running disproof of chiropractors in general, but then I saw a few videos on YouTube of people that literally couldn't walk, and somebody getting their back fucking cracked and then could walk again
over time. Correct.
Yeah, lots of different visits.
They're like, I can't walk, and then they go like snap, and they're like, I'm better. And
no. It's not like a
part of rehabilitation,
like an evangelical priest or anything.
Yeah,
going like, you're healed.
Out demon.
Yeah. So, but I've seen videos that they're pretty remarkable about getting healthy from having your back cracked a bunch.
100%. When my mom was a massage therapist, but she worked with a chiropractor, and I used to get it done all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It just like, I mean, I don't know what it does, but there's stuff in like your body that makes you like that things get released when like the air pockets pop out of them.
Yeah, I mean,
and if physical therapy
is the wrong way, it can pinch nerves and
it's not air in the bones, it's air in the interstitial spaces.
That's
right?
Yeah.
Air on the other side of your bones.
And what
that's what cracking is.
Yeah, and then essentially when you do that, then it like loosens that all up.
You guys all want to do it real quick? Okay, wait, well, I count three. One, two, three.
Oh, my other one was, I think I did this one earlier. It was really good.
I got a couple.
But like when I roll my ankle, because I roll my ankle
all the time.
That'll be our ASMR, just us cracking our
ankles. Like right now, you can't hear it, but it's just, when I roll my ankle like how it is right now, it's just crunch. So like I went to a chiropractor and he like could feel it and stuff like that. And he showed me how to stretch my foot out and all things. So it's like, I don't think it's like you said, I don't think it's like an in and out procedure, but I do that. And like, I believe in like acupuncture and stuff.
I don't buy acupuncture.
I don't think it's going to be like, hey, I had knee surgery, I'm going to need acupuncture and I'm going to feel better.
You need physical therapy. That's what
I don't buy acupuncture.
But they use acupuncture first, physical therapy.
No. Not the good doctors.
Well, it's not that that's
not
all
the
they
that
use.
Not
they
the
use
ones
other
that work
stuff,
colleges,
but it's part of the therapy.
Yeah.
My sister had it for when she had her knee surgery.
Have you guys ever gotten a massage?
No.
Yeah, my mom was a massage therapist.
I don't want to.
I didn't have her massage me though.
I have a funny massage story. I get my one and only massage.
Oh.
Have I told you the story?
You have.
Oh, okay.
Tell it. Haven't heard it.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's the best story in a while.
I was on vacation in Florida. It was Clearwater, Florida, and I was with my ex at the time, and another couple, and we decided to go to get a massage, and I've never had one before, and I was very scared. I didn't know what to expect. I'm always very tight in the back. I'm always just very tight, and I'm happy with being that way. It's fine. Just keep it right. Keep it tight.
Yeah.
It's fine. Just leave it.
You're really behind me?
So
yeah.
They always say get undressed at your most comfortable level.
Yeah.
So for me, underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Got down to underwear. Are we briefs? If anybody was concerned, if anybody wanted to know, Calvin Klein briefs, amazing.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Calvin Klein. Thank you. Yeah. Send me underwear.
Undies.
So it was a woman, which didn't matter to me. It could be a dude or girl. I don't care. You know, just get my back correct. But it was a woman, and 5 minutes in, her belly started making these very, very strange noises.
Her belly?
I know what my belly noises make, and if there were anything like that, she had to go to the bathroom. Like, real bad.
You had, like, bad gas, and it feels like your stomach just farted.
Yeah. It was like, I just need to go to the bathroom, and I don't know if it's going to be a fart or a shit, but I'm still going.
Yeah.
I just need to go to the bathroom to figure whatever
this is precautionary measure.
Yeah, I need to figure it out. Something's going on, I gotta go.
It could be the poisoning.
It started getting progressively louder and louder, and she's massaging me, and all I hear is these gurgling noises, eternal battle going on in her belly, like,
God,
titans fighting, electric lightning bolts, Thor's hammer, just, things are happening in there, and it's just so loud, And 15 minutes in, like, I stuck with it for a good 10. I was like, do you need to go take care of that? I just, like, leaned over and said that. And she was like, yeah, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Walks out of the fucking room. She was gone for a half hour.
Oh, my God.
And I was just in my underwear, face down on a table with a towel over my tuchus. And she was like, 30 fucking minutes. And then she just comes back and gets going again. I'm like, no, this is over,
she
dude.
She didn't say anything?
No, I was like, no, we're done here.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought that was standard.
I'm not getting a massage after you just took a dump.
Why
like,
not?
No.
She just wiped her ass.
Yeah.
I'm sure she washed her hands.
It's
not like she poops out of her hands.
It's not good enough for me, pal. That is not good enough for me.
I wouldn't be about that either.
No.
If I was like, to take a shit, I'd be like, I know you wash your hands and everything,
yeah.
But I'm going to take a rain
but
check.
But she came back into the whole, all right, let's go and like rub your hands together. I'm like, no, this is over, pal.
Yeah.
Like, we're not
Why
done.
Did you wait the whole time then? Why
I
didn't you just
know.
Get up?
Just common courtesy. Like,
yeah.
I don't want her to not know where
I
am.
I didn't
want
to just be in the waiting room when she walked out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like,
woo!
Yeah, hey, how about that?
Something like that
yeah.
on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And plus, it was right next to the bathroom. I don't want a front row seat.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
You could have left the building.
Fucking Tommy got in that
shit. I could have left the building.
You didn't have to wait
out
there for her.
Run out in your underwear.
Yeah. Anyways.
She's pooping!
Just clap for her on the other side. You can't do it! Okay, where are we?
All
right. So anyways, we're going down the list.
Jesus.
All right. So another, this is a weird one too. Sun exposure. Being exposed to the sun more is an alternative.
Well, not exposing to your
no.
child.
S-O-N.
Oh, my God. Sun exposure.
There he is.
No.
That is a good thing.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, it's alternative. I might not go through all these.
Pick out the good ones.
We'll finish
it
with sun exposure.
Like okay.
All right.
I mean,
so put your kid in broad daylight, and you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll bake all the shit off of them.
I mean,
vitamin
yeah,
D
it's
is
good to get sunlight.
It's vitamin D, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, vitamin D.
D's nuts.
Oh, my God.
Are we dead?
Okay, so I'm going to quickly move past. Just quickly. Just erase.
Quickly.
Yeah, yeah, quickly move past.
From children.
Now, this is a scary thing for me. So, in February of 2015, the Washington Post posted an article that stated 3 in 10 Americans are anti-vax.
That seems
I don't know if I have all my vaccines. I think I was not vaccinated until I was going into high school, and I think they told me I had to get vaccinated.
I mean, I have mine. I haven't had a shot in a while, but I got vaccinated as a kid. Like,
yeah.
I think 3 in 10 seems like a high statistic.
It's a very high number. It feels like a high number too.
Yeah,
considering how many people are in America.
Yeah. I think that's. I would say it most.
Is that the world or America?
America.
Okay. I would say 1 out of 10 tops.
It breaks it down, dude. It breaks it down in a lot of different categories.
That's not Andrew doing stuff.
So, okay.
That's just a fact.
Total of 8... So, it was a... what is it called? A Pew Research Center, which does a lot of studies.
Hmm.
So, I think it takes, like, a sample.
Wait, what does it stand for?
What
do you... Who?
The Pew Research Center? P-E-W Research Center?
They
do a lot of surveys.
I think it was the same source I had for my lizard people one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's about the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what the acronym stands for?
I think it's a short gunfire.
Cool.
I got that one right away.
Yeah, you got it.
I was like,
thanks, AJ.
Okay.
So 83% of the total of this, I think it's safe. All right.
Okay.
Parents or guardians with children under the age of 18, 80%. So you see that shift.
Yeah. Wait, 80% think it's safe?
80%. Not 83, which is the total figure that the Pew Research
with kids under 18.
80% of the people with kids under
18.
Yeah,
think
under
it's 18. Safe.
So less people with kids believe it's safe.
Yeah.
So that's the scary part. It's the people, like, because there's a lot of, like, people without kids, Democrats,
yeah.
Republicans, independents, blah, blah, blah. People without kids are more likely to believe in vaccines,
mm-hmm.
Not causing autism.
Yeah.
But people with kids are more likely to believe that vaccines do cause autism. So the problem lies in people reproducing.
Harsh.
But... No, fuck them. No, stop it. Stop all of it.
Yeah. I'm part of the slowdown of reproduction.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that part.
Or just, like,
not all by force, but also by...
don't have a lot. Like, just have
no one needs 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cody.
If you have two
I'm at zero.
You're illegitimate.
If you have
children.
Two kids, you could tell by the second one
that
the most
there's one. Okay.
You have a kid?
No, I don't. He said, just break ground. Yeah. He said illegitimate, and I said, at most, there's one. There was a moment where I thought maybe.
If you fucking pass that big fucking head of yours down to somebody, I'll be so upset.
Somebody would know if it was yours.
It's going to be like,
you better not be upset. It'd be your god kid.
Oh, okay, I'm going to love that big head. I'll just stroke that big head to sleep. Feed it candy. It won't be hard.
Get bigger.
Get bigger.
You can chew their eyes closed. It's getting somewhere.
I think it's gonna look like Megamind when I'm done with it.
we do the head binding thing so it just grows up.
It's gonna be Mars Attacks up in this bitch, dude.
Melon head.
So,
oh, nice, good.
But, okay, yeah. So what I can see why though. Like, you think it that the more people that are against it, you're saying, or think that it's unsafe, the ones with kids.
Yeah,
I can see where that could come from. Their innate sense of like wanting to keep their kids safe. Mm. They're afraid to do do anything to their kid that might be. Threatening. Mm. Like, so by default, injecting stuff into their kids, like, that sounds like a threat. So it could be, like, a parental instinct to be like, I just think that's bad. Even though they grew up with it and it's been a thing, like, they just want to protect their kids. They don't, I feel like there's a little bit of misinformation there.
Well, they have that thing called, like, mom and dad brain.
Yeah.
You know, where if you have enough kids, you're kind of like, blah, 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 I don't know what to do. Like, yeah. And kids, like I said in the...
Like, they can be pro-vaccines one office, day, and they have a kid, and they're like, no.
Like, just the kids in the post office, I would lose my mind if I had one of those kids.
Yeah. Well, there's like, the reason why they're just running around is, like, I don't have any kids. But, like, my sister tells me, it's like, you get to a point where, like, you obviously know they're not going to... You're going to hope, but you obviously kind of, like, know at this point they're not going to do anything super crazy.
Right.
That, like, the only sanity you could have is just kind of, like, let them do their thing. So it's like, that's obviously like probably like at least what you said, like there's like 20 kids or something.
There's about 20 to 30. Yeah.
Yeah. 20, 30 kids.
Yeah.
Two each.
That's,
so like,
yeah, that's a conservative estimate. Yeah.
Yeah. So two each per parent. So it's like at that point, they're just like,
just lose it, man.
They got other kids to play with.
By the time I have two older sisters. By the time I was like 11, my parents were crazy. Like, they didn't even give me braces. Like, they were just like, nah, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done doing this. Yeah. Like, you and your shitty teeth can figure it out.
Like, get a job like the rest of us.
Get a job in the retail industry.
See, I feel like,
and just be whatever you are. Like,
I feel
go
like my
away.
My mom got more paranoid.
Really?
Like, as she had more kids. Because I have told not all from my mom, but I have... Hold on, let me count real quick. I have 5 siblings, some from different parents, but with my younger brothers that we share a mom, like, my mom definitely got way more paranoid, like, to the point where I call my 2 younger brothers umbilical boy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they don't fucking leave her side. She thinks everything's gonna hurt them, and, like, and my mom, to the point where my mom actually has convinced herself that she's anti-vaccination and never got me or my brothers vaccinated. And I'm like, yeah, you did.
You did, though, right?
Yeah, and she's convinced herself that it never happened. And I'm like, not did, because we wouldn't have been allowed to go to school otherwise. Because back then, they were...
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
I've seen the way your mom talks to you, and she's very much like Tiger Mom.
Yeah.
You know, she's very into what you're doing.
Yeah.
And, like, she cares a lot.
She does. And she's very protective, and she's very...
Yeah.
Paranoid of the world, like she makes like literally you step outside. Like if she had it her way, we'd be in bubbles,
right?
Like we would be bubble boys, and
fun.
Like yeah,
sounds. Fun.
If it was up to her, but like to the point where like that's why I was like kind of glad when you brought this topic up because I was like, my mom thinks she's anti-vaccination, but she's not. She just has wiped it out of her memory that we ever got vaccines, and I'm like, I fucking remember getting a flu shot.
Well,
like,
did you ever go to a chicken pox party? You
guys
No, I actually...
Yeah,
I did that. I went to a chicken pox party.
I ended up just getting chicken pox.
If you ask my mom now, she'd say no.
No, but you did.
But I did.
You gotta get the pox.
My brother, like, got him. My sister already had him. And then my brother got it. And then we slept in the same room. And I ended up getting it, like, the next day.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you get in your 30s, you're a dead man. You're a dead person.
Yeah, it becomes smallpox at that point.
Or you get shingles, and that sucks.
Chicken pox, more like rooster pox.
Yeah. Shingles is...
Shingles, it's a lot from stress.
I got shingles.
You got shingles?
Yeah, I got shingles. And when I was little,
you can only have it like 3 times, I heard.
I got shingles when I was in high school, or right after high school, and then when I was actually little, the first time I got chicken pox, it was very, very, very mild.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually build up a proper immunity to it, so I got it again. Oof.
Yikes.
Yeah,
dude.
So I've had this fucking thing 3 times. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
I remember taking oatmeal baths.
I didn't do that, but I remember that.
Why don't people just do that normally?
Oatmeal baths.
You put like a net.
It sounds great for your skin.
That's why. It's supposed to be really good for your skin. Because it like scratches your skin without like damaging it. I don't know. It's something weird. And I remember you take like a hot oatmeal bath and you just like lay in it.
Right.
And it's supposed to like soothe your skin and like puts down the inflammation.
Well, there's
I feel like you get out and just be. I feel like that would make you old. Like, you get out and go to like a matinee movie and get the early bird special. And just like go home. Like, the oatmeal just make you old.
Or you just start eating dinner at 4 immediately after an oatmeal bath.
Yeah. Like, you go in, like a 12-year-old, you go out, like, you guys want to go get dinner?
I'm sleepy. I'm going to sizzle.
You come out like Whitey from
fucking
8 Crazy Nights.
Jesus.
I just imagine it the other way, though. I feel you'd be rejuvenated. Like, your skin would feel really soft.
Yeah, when people take those milk baths or whatever.
Yeah.
And they come out and they look all sexy.
Matinee movies.
Do you guys know what the vaccine, like, what you're vaccinated for, even? So there's a lot of things that we're vaccinated for as kids.
Well, mine was mumps, and there was something else.
I'll go through it. Chickenpox. We're all vaccinated for chickenpox, even though we're forced to get it because we have to get it.
Yeah.
Your immune system.
Okay.
Diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis.
Oh, I got my tetanus shot, but that was because you get it. You're supposed to get it like every 10 years.
Well, you get it after you get stabbed by something metal or rusted.
Well, you are still supposed to get it every 10 years. Regardless.
Yeah. No, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah. But you are actually supposed to get it regularly. So you got like flu shots and stuff. Like, I haven't had a flu shot.
Or you can get it. Or you get when you get pricked, you get a tetanus shot. But I think that's good for 10 years.
Yeah.
Hepatitis A, hepatitis B, HIV, which I'm not sure what that is. HIB.
HIV?
HIV.
Oh. I think you mixed up the letters. You said hepatitis V, and then you said HIV. I think it's...
No, it's hepatitis A. No, you don't... There's no vaccine for HIV.
Yeah, boy.
I just saw you mixed
called
up.
Called a condom.
I've also never heard of HIV. Or no, HIV. I was like, wait.
No, leave him alone.
I got it.
Let him get it.
Never heard of it.
He'll get it.
I've never heard of hepatitis V.
Is there hepatitis B, bro?
You said V.
I said B. I did not say hepatitis V.
You said V.
Hepatitis 5.
You said V. You did say
V. I said V?
Yeah.
You said HIV.
That's why I thought you
hepatitis 5. Roman numeral 5.
That's why I thought maybe you didn't get your dyslexia.
I'm sorry.
The vaccine.
Dyslexia vaccine? I don't know what you're talking what about.
Vaseline?
Yeah, I definitely got my Vaseline shot.
Hit my boot.
Okay.
HPV, which isn't very common now, but the HPV is curious because...
Wait, HPV is super common.
HPV,
we carry it, but it's
dormant and it only affects women because it messes with their insides.
With their hoo-haws.
Yeah. Yeah, because they can get...
they actually just came out with another vaccine for older people now.
That sucks. It's bad, dude.
We're just a walking disease.
Most guys are.
Yeah. And one shot or another.
We all just admitted to not having a tetanus shot in the past 30 years.
Yeah. Like, diseases!
Yeah. My lady.
I have a gift for you.
Every time I fuck someone new, it's just like...
Let me pull that chair out for you.
Yeah. Have fun with all of that.
Yeah.
Because...
No, HP!
Yeah, HP!
Not to be confused with HIB.
Or hepatitis V.
Okay. Five.
Five, you fuck. Sorry.
Influenza, flu.
Yes.
And then the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. So that we all get that when we're kids.
Yeah, because I got the measles, mumps, rubella one, and then I also got tetanus. I remember they wouldn't let me either go into 8th grade or high school. And I remember I had to go in, like, those trailers that are just, like, outside.
Yeah.
And then
they
gave me all my shots. And they're like, you're probably not going to want to go to school today. And I got, like, really sick, like, the next day.
Well, if you get them all at once, it fucks you up.
Oh, yeah. That's overload.
They're like, you can go to school or you can go home. And I told my dad, I was like, my arm fucking hurts and I don't want to go to school.
That's a Jim Jeffries joke where he thought that he gave his kid autism from giving him all his immunizations at once.
Yeah.
Which made the kid like, like, fuck, what just happened?
Yeah.
And he was walking around like, the kid was walking around like a zombie for 2 days.
Yeah.
So he thought he gave his kid autism.
Yeah.
But in reality, you're supposed to space out the vaccination.
You are supposed to.
You can't just give this kid that cocktail all at once.
Yeah.
It's like injecting with the plague.
So that's might be, it's a famous comedian story. Maybe a lot of other people have experienced that.
But then like, in 2 days, it goes away.
But like, with this hustle and bustle life we got going on, like, you can't just space out those vaccines.
Yeah,
you gotta give that little fucker all at once, you know?
Make him throw up everywhere and be like, get over it.
Yeah, grow up, Johnny.
Are you an American or not?
Yeah. I don't have time to take 2 days off work.
Yeah.
I got things to do. I got Jamba Juice. I gotta see my massage therapist and my acupuncture guy after work.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have diarrhea.
Yeah, sorry, little Billy.
So
where's the evidence of like?
Yeah. So where are we with this? Like, because right now it's just.
Here's my question.
I don't know. I have a fun.
Call me ignorant, please. So autism is not something that you're born with?
It is. That's the thing. Like,
it is.
I was waiting to...
Like, I know it is, but... I was waiting to get
to this point because I was... Because I know we talked a lot about vaccines.
So it's a chromosome.
You're either missing a chromosome or you have an extra chromosome. Mm. There's different types of autism. But the vaccines can't do that.
Mm.
Like, vaccines can't just take a chromosome away.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like,
an argument...
That's where I'm at. Like, I don't mean to be unsympathetic or anything, but it's just like...
No, that's just my...
I'm a flu shot and be like, oh, you just gained a chromosome, sucker. Like,
what if they hit a little chromosome in the syringe?
Well, it's not going to bind you.
I think what they're saying...
I don't know how those things work.
I think what they're saying it has, like, traits where it can...
I don't know how those things work.
I think... They're tricky, all right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
I'm waiting to see because I'm
more
said,
confused and like just like I'm like what like more than anything so else. I but also trying not
you said
to
you
make
were going to throw too many things out there. Mm-hmm. The pros of this, but I kind of think we need to hear it because where I stand right now, I'm just like nah, bullshit.
The other
but Jenny, like to go back to Jenny McCarthy, like mm-hmm. her big fucking crusade was because her kid was autistic mm-hmm. or is autistic. Sorry, he's still alive, but and she claims it's because of his immunizations. He was born autistic.
I want you to pull out of Jenny's view and look at it from her eyes. This is a sad mother.
Yeah.
With an autistic child that needs somebody to blame. She needs, even though it's right or wrong, she needs somebody to blame for this because having an autistic child has got to be one of the most demanding responsibilities.
Yeah.
What it, like 100%. It fills your life. One your life is no longer you. It's you and your autistic child, being together at all times with all these new responsibilities. So, I want to.
I agree.
Jenny
with that.
McCarthy, crazy, incorrect.
Yeah.
Not right. But if I was her, I'd be looking for a scapegoat too, dude.
But why though? So many people before her. It's not like autism was new. So many people before her never fucking said a thing.
Yeah, but it didn't happen to Jenny McCarthy. It happened to her.
That's what I'm saying. Why?
It doesn't
though?
Matter how many times this happened
she
in history.
She's not the only celebrity.
We've talked about this before. We talked about this on the Missing Time Theory. It only matters when it happens to you.
I guess, yeah. Is she the only celebrity with a kid with autism?
Oh. I got a list, guys.
Okay.
That's okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't recall a lot of other people who give her scapegoats.
One of our famous tropes on this podcast is list of celebrities.
Yeah. Beep, beep.
We need a theme song for
they're
celebrities.
Just like us.
Yeah.
Lights. What's that song?
No, I know that song. What is that song?
Is it Frank Ocean? It was like, you are what you say you are.
Yeah, it might be something like that.
Okay.
A superstar.
Work in progress. We're coming up with a theme song for the celebrity list intro.
So, real quick before we get to the celebrity list, I want to give you one of the other arguments that they had against, because you said you wanted proof real quick.
Something to go
just
off
something,
of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, one of the biggest arguments was big.
Is there a penis on your phone?
I think it's, where? Okay. This, right here?
Yeah.
No, that's not a dick.
Okay.
It's an ad.
It's an
advertisement. Which is time for
ads.
It's an ad for hymns.
It's a boner pill ad.
Okay. So I was half right.
Need it.
Actually, I was full right, if you know what I mean.
And we're back.
I just want to be clear that I haven't been looking up boner pill ads. It just happened on my phone.
But naturally. Extends, if you're listening.
It's for hymns.
Hymns.
Hymns, extends, Viagra. I don't even care. Just give
me one. Anyways. Okay. So one of the arguments for is not the autism thing, but it's Big Pharma wanting to charge you money to get vaccines that you don't need.
Okay, that I can buy. That I can totally
now,
get behind.
Here's the thing. Okay, hold on. If I had like cancer, all right, and Big Pharma charged me all this money to cure my cancer, I wouldn't care as long as my cancer was cured.
Of course, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
but that's you have an illness, and they're saying it does this. You see these results. But with vaccines, you're getting vaccinated for something you may never even get. So it's like, okay, I got it, but did I need it? Like, you're telling me I needed it, but did I need it?
But
it
helped you. So if I got a vaccine...
Because they told you it did, though.
But if I got to get a vaccine, and I paid all this money to get that vaccine, and I don't get mumps, fine, dude.
No, but you don't... Yeah.
Fine.
No, I'm playing devil's advocate.
I don't have mumps.
But I'm playing devil's advocate to what you just said, though, about the Big Pharma convincing you to get vaccines you may not need.
You know what's better than money? Like, not having diphtheria.
No, I get that.
That rules.
I get that. But I think what some people are saying at a certain point, like, are some of these illnesses even around to the point where they can get contracted? Like, when was some people would argue that the last recorded case of, like, when was the last, like, diphtheria case even?
Okay, I don't know diphtheria, but I do know mumps cases. Measles cases.
Recently?
Rubella cases. Yes. Yeah. They are coming back because people aren't vaccinating their fucking kids.
Okay.
That's what a lot of people been talking about, too, lately.
No, yeah.
And it's not just your fucking kids that kid plays with.
No, yeah.
It's all the kids that kid goes to school with.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, but that's the exact cause of this. Like, so many people that have that same thought that you said, like, well, it's just Big Pharma trying to get my money, so I'm going to do it. Now it's starting, that ripple effect is now turning into a wave.
Right.
And now these kids are showing up with mumps. It's a zombie fucking apocalypse.
Right.
Like, and it's just now that all these kids, or all these people are realizing it, that, like, we should have fucking got these vaccines.
Yeah.
What? We can edit this out.
That means 10, you know that,
wait,
right?
I went like this and ended okay.
No, you did 1 and then 0, and I was like, what?
No, I meant to do an okay sign.
Oh.
If we, obviously we're going to edit this whole part out. Why don't we make this a two-parter?
Do you want the celebrity list?
There's a lot to still talk about on this.
Do you want
to
save it? You want to save celebrities?
No, we can keep recording, but we can edit into 2 episodes.
We can do that, too. It's 9:30.
Oh, you got to go, huh?
We got to...
You gotta wrap it up?
A little bit, but I gotta wrap up my two...
Why don't we...
No, it's
fine. I think we should do this as a two-parter.
Just keep going.
No, I like this topic a lot. And I think we should...
It's got a lot of wrinkles in it, but...
I think we should do it as a two-parter.
I feel like I'm out of wrinkles other than celebrities.
Okay. It's your topic, wherever you feel like you're at.
We're on an hour. We can call it.
What? We can keep going.
Okay, let's...
Just, like, trying to wrap it up real quick.
All right, let's... Celebrities end. Okay, so...
Well, no, I mean, don't try to, like, rush it, but I'm saying, like, just don't, like... It's gonna be 2 hours, and then we can do a two-parter if that, but...
Okay. Jenna Elfman.
Don't know her.
I don't know
her. Darren
Gray. Well, I gotta edit it, so reintroduce this.
Okay, so so there is a list of celebrities.
Okay.
And it's a common trope. It's a thing that we do, other than Jenny McCarthy, and... It's fun, and I like it, and
so
I think we should start
doing it.
I think we should start
okay.
Hashtagging celebrities in these things, or adding them at least.
Okay,
so the first one is Jenna Elfman.
Don't know her.
So she's famous for being the love interest on Dharma and Greg.
Don't know that.
She used to be silly and jump on couches and like, come play with me, Greg. You know, let's skip work today, Greg, and make baskets out of
she's
clay.
She's the kind of, like, has, like, the high-pitched voice who,
she was, like the quirky girlfriend.
Okay.
She believes it infringes on parental rights because she is a Scientologist.
Okay.
Cool.
That's a whole other path.
Yeah.
I would say I do agree. It's making you do something that you personally, if you should have the choice whether or not you want to vaccinate your children.
The Church of Scientology hasn't said anything about vaccines cause autism. Mm. They're not... Even the Church of Scientology is smart enough to not dip their toe in that pond.
Yeah, okay.
They're like, yeah, we fuck up lives all day long, but I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. No. Get that out of my face, yeah. Right? All right, so anyways, she believes that there should be an anti-drug approach to vaccines rather than drugs that work.
Okay.
She's quoted saying, "You open the door of taking away parents' rights, you open the door to a constitutional slippery slope."
True.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could say that about anything of the sort of like that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I
bold statement, though, just about vaccines.
I mean, it is your kid.
It's their body, though.
It is their kid. Yeah, of course.
Just as much as you would say, like, birth control or anything like that. Yeah, right. It's just like vaccines.
We have, the three of us have no reason to be involved in the birth control conversation.
True. Exactly.
That's your body. You do what you want with your body.
But there's people that do, and I think that's, like, fucked up. Like,
true.
I'm not a woman, so I shouldn't have any say of birth control.
I don't know what it's like to have a vagina. I shouldn't have a say in that.
I don't have periods.
Okay, I get that part. Like, yeah, of course, we have no grounds for that. But then, when it comes to
you're not a child haver. A child haver, a parent. That's what I meant. You're not a child haver.
I'm not a parent.
Child producer.
CJ Smart Boy.
Me. I think vaccines and birth control are two very different things, though.
But it's about the body, and it's about choice.
But I just think it's not like... let's just go on with the list.
But, like, what if you were, like, 30 and they're, like... What if it's, like, by the time you hit 30, they're, like, you have to get your tubes tied and you also have to get
vasectomy. Well, that would be a different thing. That would be more in line
with... But they're forcing you to do something that you don't believe in.
Yeah.
But the government is telling you need to do
this. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That example,
what if you couldn't get a job if you were...
My point was... My point was... The example you just gave makes more sense as comparison to vaccines than birth control does.
Well, then I made a different choice. You're welcome.
No, it's like that is something...
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's
something you argue about. I don't have vaccines and birth control on the same pedestal.
Cody's right, because...
It's like people getting mad about circumstances.
You not getting birth control doesn't mean your neighbor gets sick.
Yeah. Yeah. You can still go to school. You can still go to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the vaccine... That doesn't affect anybody else.
Yeah, you can't get kicked out of school for being fertile.
Yeah.
Like, that's this chick can fuck. Get her out of school.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, I get that it's your body, but it's they're not doing it to simply control you. They're doing it for the benefit of your fellow man, in a sense. Like, they don't want you to get other people fucking sick.
Right.
There's a difference. You want to go fuck someone and get pregnant, fine. That's on you. But, and you and that person. But you're not, you're not potentially decimating a fucking populace.
So the next one's going to hurt. Jim Carrey.
I already knew that. He dated Jenny McCarthy for years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, don't they have a kid together?
His kid's not autistic. He was probably assuming Jenny McCarthy as his kid.
Fucking Jim Carrey's autistic, dude. That guy's off the fucking rocker, dude.
Wow. Whatever, I'll still watch Ace Ventura 10,000 times.
No, I watch anything from 5 years ago, Jim Carrey, but everything he's in now scares the shit out of me.
Oh, have you seen Kidding?
No.
Great show.
Really?
Amazing show.
Yeah, he's just so bizarre, dude.
Dan Reynolds' new wife, actually.
I don't think his kids have autism, though. I think it was just because he was basically the father of Jenny's kid for so long.
Right, so he was very close to Jenny.
Yeah.
But he was an advocate against the vaccine law in California, and he actually tweeted that greed trumps reason again as Governor Brown moves closer to signing the vaccine law in California. Sorry, kids, it's just business. So he thinks on the big pharma way of life that they're signing this bill so these big pharma companies can get the money, so you're forced to vaccinate your kid in California. Thank fucking God for that. But, like, you know, he's, I think, on the big pharma side.
Yeah. I don't trust big pharma at all, though.
No, why would you?
Of course there's an agenda, duh.
Why would you trust big pharma? But results are results.
You're talking about 1% sincerity for the good of people, 99%. Money mongers.
It's true.
Alicia Silverstone.
Sure.
Fine. God, you know what sucks, though? This one hurt the most for me.
Why?
I love her.
Why?
Batman Returns or whatever that is.
Not Batman Returns.
Whatever it is, the one with Chris...
It's Forever, I think.
Batman Forever, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and George Clooney's Batman.
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever.
Poison Ivy and Christian.
She's Batman and Robin, though, isn't she?
No, she's Batgirl.
And Batman and Robin.
It's Batman and Robin.
Yeah, it's Batman and Robin.
It's the worst one.
Yeah. No, it's the best one.
Best worst one.
It's my favorite one.
Okay. Yeah, the one with Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey. Is that Batman and Robin? Or is that Batman Forever?
No, that's Batman and Robin. Batman Forever is
the fourth one. They're all in it, dude. Like, Jim Carrey's in it. Uma Thurman's in it. Oh, God.
No, they're different movies.
No, they're two different movies.
No? Okay, yeah. Whatever. Where Uma Thurman plays Poison Ivy. She's so fucking
That's the one
hot,
with Arnold
dude.
Schwarzenegger and Bane.
Yeah, and...
Yeah.
And, no, Bane's not in that. Oh, yeah, Bane is in it. He doesn't talk, though.
No, he doesn't talk.
He's
that's the one with Batgirl.
Yeah,
and that's Batman Forever.
The credit card.
But
and the credit card.
But
yeah.
you don't know she's Batgirl until the very end. And they're all just standing together.
Yeah,
and
she
like,
has a lisp.
Yeah.
But Batman and Robin is Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Cool. Whatever you guys say. Anyways, I loved her as well.
Okay.
I just like Alicia Silverstone. I think she's very cool. But she has this wellness blog. I forgot the name of it. Look it up. I'm sure it's easy. But she has a blog about being healthy,
and
being well, and being vegan. And her thing is that vaccines aren't vegan.
But they're manufactured. They're 100%
vegan.
Do
with it what you will.
They don't come from an animal.
You know, some vegans don't breastfeed.
It's fine.
Because they're the animal?
Well, it's ovo-lactic.
Because they're the animal.
It's ovo-lactic.
We are an animal,
Yeah, because
though.
They're the animal.
Yeah.
So there's no
That's
vegan...
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, there's no vegan cannibals.
My whole thing now is that she thinks vaccines like someone
put
running around to a fucking cow be like you're immune to the mumps. Fucking taking it from a cow like it's made in a lab. It's out of a fucking cow's ass. This cow cannot get the flu. Give it to everybody.
There could be some sort of like lactate in it.
Well, she's going to miss out on a lot of fun things. You've talked about, you know, sharks can't get cancer and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of cool animal traits that we don't
have.
Yeah, she's going to be cool to
Maybe
artists.
It's not vegan because they test it on animals.
Dude, I'm down to be a GMO.
Maybe it is tested on animals.
Make me a
maybe
GMO.
That's what she
I
means.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she means it's not vegan because it is tested on animals.
Yeah, maybe it's tested. It's probably tested on lab mice, right? Probably.
100%.
Yeah.
And monkeys, too.
No, I don't want to get into vegans. Let her have her thing.
My brother and his wife, or girlfriend... are vegan and they're raising a child, so and they listen to the podcast.
So let's hi. Thanks for listening.
Nothing against you guys, but it's stuff like that. I'm just like ah.
Like I said, I think she's saying it's not vegan because they test it on animals.
Okay,
so
fair enough. No, this one's really funny.
I think if we want to make sense of it all,
I can't say anything about vegans because CJ can bastardize the Catholic Church for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. I get to.
Okay.
That's how we differ, Cody.
Gotcha.
I'm lovable.
When I say
it's different.
Fuck you.
People forgive me for things.
He's gifted.
I am. I'm gifted. We've talked about that before. Yeah. I can just say things to people.
Yeah.
And they
you know, there's another word for gifted. Savant.
Okay. Savant, thank you.
Oh, I was going with the A word.
Yeah, go with the big A. The big R word.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know I'm too stupid to realize my actions.
Sorry.
Was that the end of the list?
No. Okay. One more. We have so many. There's so many. This one's really
What's
funny
one?
Because of what he's done to his own body, Charlie Sheen. So, you're saying...
Didn't he do something with Jenna McCarthy, too?
You're saying...
I don't know.
I could snort a mountain of cocaine, but I won't put antibiotics into my child?
Nope. Only tiger's blood.
Tiger's blood. Just tiger blood.
He's not vegan.
Yeah. No, he said he was vegan.
No, he had the... But, like, this is a guy...
Pretty sure he eats a steak, like, every day.
It's like saying that... He'll, like, go on a fucking, like, a cocaine bender for, like, 5 days, but only do the recommended dose of NyQuil.
I gotta read this bottle first.
Like, sorry, I don't want to push it here.
He snorts a line, he's like, wait, how many should I take?
Listen, okay, everybody slow down. Slow down. 2 Benadryl, that's it, guys.
Chill.
Take it easy. Anyways, where was I? Honk!
You've definitely drank too much to drive.
Right?
Don't drive.
Like,
give me another line.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You can't do that and say that.
I mean, he's Charlie Sheen. He'll say whatever the fuck he wants.
I know, but this is so fucking hypocritical. Like,
you think he cares.
Dick. Like, fuck him, dude.
The guy literally is like, what does he call himself? He's like a fucking wizard or something.
I don't know what he is. He's off just off the planet.
Never heard anything from him in a while. I miss him.
Yeah, because he's dead. That's why. Because he's dead.
He died and no one knew.
He died and nobody cared.
They still haven't found his body.
He became a tiger.
Yeah. He died, nobody cared, we're done.
Okay.
It wasn't even on the news.
Sad.
We all wanted it to happen.
So, alright, who else do we got on this bucket list of celebrities?
As long as Amy says we can keep going, we keep going.
We keep going. I'm going to skip that one because I don't like her.
Well,
I don't like her either. Because there's so many. It's like, oh, fun, Rob Schneider.
Oh, so what?
He's one of the biggest advocates for this.
Isn't he a huge cokehead too?
Oh, dude, come on, you saw it coming.
No, I thought he was just going to sit at home. I thought he was going to take up, like, crocheting or something.
Rob Schneider's got it together.
I didn't say got it together. Yeah,
Deuce Bigalow has it all figured out.
Hey.
The male gigolo?
No.
I mean, I like him.
Yeah, they all do. Making coffee.
I just...
Would you
eat? Yeah, making autism.
I just expected more from him.
Yeah. Okay, so parental rights, big pharma. He got pulled from a State Farm ad campaign in 2014 for explicitly linking vaccines to autism. He said the efficacy of these shots have not been proven, and the toxicity of these things, we're having more and more side effects. We're having more and more autism. So he's got a report. He's got an Excel sheet in front of, just picture Rob Schneider's desk, however it may look.
Mm-hmm.
Probably large and oak. Or something.
My eyes are rolling so far into my head.
He's got a report that says...
Swallowing your pupils.
Seriously. That says, autism up.
Immunity down.
Immunity down.
And it's drawn with a crayon.
And he literally just didn't see...
He's drawing it as he speaks. Yeah, yeah.
Look at it!
But no, it's an Excel spreadsheet, and he just closed the tab that says, so is population, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Or like, right before his chart declines.
Don't look at that part.
Don't look at the increase in population column.
Yeah.
Autism up! And I get it!
And preservatives and chemicals and food.
All right.
That guy's birth defects.
Just how are you that blind?
I almost don't even want to close with our normal, like, let's take a stand.
Well, we're not. No, let's take a stand against it this time.
Well, I'm definitely against it, but I don't want to, like, alienate it. You said from the get-go, let's watch what we say. I don't want to, like, how we usually say, like, wrong, right, blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, we've already discussed, it's... You know, parental rights, it's your body, it's your right to think what you think, but, like, I just think with this particular case, there's nothing that says that, it's just, autism is on a DNA level. Like, you're born that way. Nothing can cause it or take it away.
It's Maybelline.
It's Maybelline. Like, you know, like.
AJ just brought me out of, like, such a dark place by saying that. Because I was, like, over here with my hands on my face, just, like, hating everything in this world. And thank you for bringing me out of that fucking hate hole you just brought me out of.
But it's, like, I can't if we had all of these celebrities in this room, it's, like, how can you say that you... Like, it's almost, I want to say, like, do they know actually what autism is?
Mm.
Like, if you just did, you would know that it's genetic.
Do we fact check this?
What, that it's genetic?
Yes.
It definitely is genetic.
It's definitely genetic.
I don't know. I'm saying this. That was my presumption, was I thought it was a birth defect.
You can get brain damage, but you can't be autistic.
Okay.
Even it's two different things. Yeah, even if you had a traumatic experience and it gave you brain damage and you became, you know, mentally challenged, that's not autism.
It's much different.
It's much different. Like, autism is a chromosomal... Is that the right word? Chromosomal?
Yeah, chromosomal.
You either... are missing one, you're missing chromosomes, or you have too many, and that's like...
Well, having too many...
There's different
levels of different...
There is a lot of different feathers on that peacock.
Exactly, I'm taking in a broad sense.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take away or add a chromosome later in life.
Yeah.
That's literally in your genes.
I was trying to think of, like,
that happens during development of the embryo.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, of development in general, and I was like, well, maybe, and then I was like, no, because it has to be... The brain itself is pretty much fully developed when you're born, and then it develops other aspects as natural
and,
human beings.
And
like
autism,
you start learning motor skills and things like
and
that.
And autism can't
that does nothing
time.
To do.
But that's training.
Yeah.
And I got different. And I got my shots. You don't get like most of all those vaccines. I mean, I guess you do, but like I got my vaccination shots all the way up until I was like what, like 11, 10 or 11, maybe 12.
And autism is going to take time sometimes to show. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, you know, an infant, you're not going to know that it's autistic unless maybe, like, tests are done.
Right.
But, like, all babies don't do anything.
There is a dormancy stage for autism? Oh, like, maybe they're saying yes. Maybe the vaccines bring it out?
But that's the thing. Your kid's already autistic.
There's an episode of Scrubs about this where Dr. Cox and his, like, former, buddy met up, and Dr. Cox noticed autistic traits in the kid. But to the father, he was just being a kid.
Yeah.
But
I remember that episode. Yeah.
He was stacking things in a certain way.
Yeah.
And packing things in a certain mm-hmm. order.
And Cox, which, the whole episode was Cox's struggle how to break that to
his friend. Because you could tell as a kid, but only if you are a doctor and you can know how to look out for those things.
That friend was a celebrity guest spot, I think, on
it. He was a really famous actor. But, he was the Michael J. Fox, Spin City. He was in Spin City. I forgot his name, but he was in Spin City.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's traits that are noticeable to the trained eye, but to an average parent, maybe that doesn't get that checkup or something. Yeah, that kid can go a couple years without knowing.
Yeah, I've never seen a longer list of celebrity that definitely aren't doctors. Like, how would they know how to look for
There's no Mr. Oz on there at all.
There's no Dr. Oz. Like, how would they know what to look for?
You have a point. Like, yeah, maybe they got a vaccine and it coincided when those things became noticeable. Or right when they got that vaccine, the doctor was like, you guys actually might want to get this checked out? Like, blah, blah. And then they're like, well, what did you do? Like, right. Because, like you said, the scapegoat wanting someone to blame.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy wants somebody to blame.
Yeah, when there's no one to blame, it happens. Like, it sucks that it happens, and those I wish that kid can just have a normal life,
right?
And those parents could raise a normal kid.
Cody, that's such a fucking good point.
But
because you discover these traits in your child at the same time in your life that you get them vaccines.
Yeah, it's that same growth.
It's a development stage where it could become apparent. Yeah.
But the vaccines are not.
So what if people have autism and they aren't vaccinated? Like, what do you got to say about that? You know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Has that ever happened?
Like, yes.
Probably.
Like, I didn't get my kid vaccinated. He has autism.
There's probably so many kids out there that don't have vaccines or didn't get vaccines and they already knew the kid was autistic.
Yeah. Like, beforehand.
Yeah. And then they got their vaccines. Like,
I just don't see. I think that puts a nice little lid on it, dude. Like,
just fucking.
It's a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing to happen.
Didn't have to go through that.
Fine people except for Charlie Sheen. And, you know.
So how about this?
I don't know. They just want an excuse, dude.
How about this? Instead of saying, attacking anybody or attacking any group of people, instead of asking whether or not we believe it or whatever, we'd say, if you had a kid, vaccine or no vaccine?
Vaccine.
Oh, vaccine, yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't know. But not because of autism.
Not because of autism. No.
Not because of autism, though. That's the thing. I'm worried about why? Other things might happen to my child.
What
is in that stuff?
The cure for mumps.
How do you know?
Because the doctors tell me.
Yeah.
I don't have the mumps, and I got vaccinated.
But that's a good point too, because I've never gotten the mumps.
Yeah.
And I got vaccinated.
But
I got vaccinated super late.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you did.
Because we don't have mumps.
Because we don't have mumps right now.
But at a certain point, like,
because you got vaccinated.
But at a certain point, your response is, well, why? Because they tell me? Then you're bordering a frustratingly annoying line of skepticism for, like, no reason.
Just don't.
It's like, just
that's where the Redacted podcast should be.
True.
Greater good here, guys. Like, get your kid vaccinated for not just for your kid.
Don't ask what you can do for your kid. Ask what you can do for other people.
Don't ask
what
you can do for your children. Ask what you can do for your kid.
I love it.
And other kids.
And other children.
AJX and me.
Yeah. So,
that's a pretty good JFK.
Still, vaccines. Yeah. Like, if we got them, we should use them.
Just get them. Just do it, dude. Do it.
Your kid's not going to be autistic.
Guys, they're hovering over me telling me to do it.
You know what? Even if it gives you autism, at least they aren't fucking up other kids. At least it's just an autistic kid.
Yeah, it's roulette.
Autism
roulette? Is that what you're saying?
You can't catch autism, but you can catch diphtheria.
This is true, though. That's a very good point. I mean, like, if it does... No, but I get it. At least, it's unfortunate. Yes, some people live great, happy lives with children with autism.
Of course,
And even ones that are challenging, it's still their child.
My therapist has an autistic child.
I thought you were going to say your therapist has autism.
So I was like, that's a very special kind of treatment.
We have a lot of fun together.
I think regardless if they work... Let's put it that way. If they work,
And they are, and they are protected, for the sake of argument, they work.
Mm-hmm.
If they have autism, whether or not the vaccine started or not, it would be nice to know with the comfort of, like, at least my child is not going to be literally deathly ill.
Yeah, well, at least my child's not going to be a fucking chemical weapon.
That too. But, I mean, if all these other people are getting vaccines, it doesn't really matter, because all those other people are not getting vaccines.
Well, at least your child's safe.
Yeah.
And I think
that's a risk you're willing to take.
It's a point of parenting.
It should, yeah. And that's where I think that my mindset of birth control came into play, because it's like, if you don't want your child on birth control, blah, 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 and then you get pissed about them having kids, it's like...
Well, fine. Yeah, what do you expect?
You played that game.
Right.
Yeah, you lost.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's healthier for your child to be on birth control, sometimes it's healthier for your child to have vaccines.
You rolled the dice, pal.
Yeah, like, and if that's going to happen, that's going to happen.
Sometimes you lose.
Just had this discussion with my mom about a certain someone that... should remain on birth control.
For health reasons. Well, I'm happy that we kind of ended up, at least with an antithesis. At least with, like, I'm glad that you see it from a different point of view now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wider point of view.
I have such sympathy for parents with autistic children now that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't imagine their plight until now.
Yeah.
So I think if... there's a silver lining. It's got to be that I'm sorry, I don't understand, but I wish you the best.
Well, that's all you can say is you don't understand.
Right.
Because we never will. Unless it happens.
I'm sorry I don't understand, but I wish you the best.
Yeah. I know we can't go back and change it now, but something I have learned from work is apparently saying autistic kids is not, what do you call it?
Politically correct?
Yeah, it's not PC.
What is it called? Spectral children?
No, you're just supposed to say kids with autism.
They say whenever they try to diagnose you, they say you're on the spectrum.
Just handicapped, right?
You're supposed to say kids with autism. Like saying an autistic kid.
Oh, it singles them out.
It sounds aggressive. It sounds attacking and belittling.
Yeah.
If you look at it in a mirror, it's less offensive.
But it's whatever they want, dude.
Well, I know that because, like, at work we sell reusable bags that go towards fundraisers for kids with autism to help them learn how to skate and surf and stuff.
That's wonderful.
We used to say, like, oh, do you want to help autistic kids go to skate camp? But, like, we were told, like, we can't say that. We have kids with autism. You want to help children with autism?
Well, because it's putting humanity first. I'm still a person.
Yeah.
I just have autism. Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm not... an autistic person.
But how
come
when you call somebody
autism?
A child retard, it sounds worse?
That's worse.
We got it the whole. We made it the whole episode.
The whole way.
We made it the whole episode without the R word. And now,
I didn't say...
an hour and a half in, you decide to drop the R word in.
I'm just saying that sounds way more offensive than saying, "Oh, I have a mentally retarded child."
Well, we never said that.
It just sounds. I think it's interesting.
Hey, stop. Stop.
All right.
We're talking about brain damage? I'm not going to get into the subject. I was just thinking about it when we were talking about brain damage.
We can talk about it after.
And musically, I'm not going to say it in this way, but musically to retard means to slow down.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm using it in a musical term.
Yes, and it's very, that's probably the exact reason why that word is for those type of people.
Yes,
they're slowed down.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's happening right now?
So would you?
What are we doing?
Amy's breaking everything.
You fucking bull in a china shop. We just spent so much time.
I got confused and I got lost. So I started breaking tree branches to find my way back.
Well, I chopped down the whole tree.
And I accidentally endangered a rainforest.
Oh my god.
Editing.
Fix it in post. Yes.
Fix it in post.
I like the way the audio sounds when I edit it.
All right. We're good?
Yeah, that part's out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
AJ, you want to do reboots?
Can I just tell you guys thank you for dealing with that one with me?
No, yeah, that was a great episode.
We jumped around the cracks to not break our mama's back. Yeah.
I appreciate you guys hanging in there.
No, that was
it was an interesting one to start. Yeah.
That was a very different take on what you would consider a conspiracy.
Controversy more.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I can see how closely based it was off of like when you said flat earth. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard when you're like, well, what about this fact?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is like refutable.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think it's good that we touch on those ones every once in a while.
It's like,
it's almost like they're living in a conspiracy.
It's, you know, it's turning the mirror.
Yeah. The thing itself is a conspiracy. Yeah, like, there's a fact right here that you cannot argue.
Right. Yeah.
But they are in a conspiracy. Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I think the point is to get into inside of their minds.
Yeah.
And I think we effectively did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, at the end, I was even like, well, I get it. Like, I'm, like, on the fence. Still a little bit, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, if I knew more, like, if I was a parent, I'd probably obviously have more knowledge.
Yeah,
more foot, or, like, you know, more horse in the race type of situation than being a man-child with no child.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's more of, like, this is just what I think because I think it. It's not that, I have to think about another human being, mm-hmm. What my choice is going to be with that, you know.
Right.
Creature that I just brought into existence.
We're all our own children.
Yeah.
So I'm busy, dude.
Yeah, I got we have gotten our tennis shots.
Like, yeah, I got my hands full over here.
Like, yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I would say at all this right. point, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thanks to the listeners for hanging out with this one.
Thank you for the tough long one, possible two-part episode.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see what the editing
is. You thought it was ending. You had to come back next week and get it again.
Well, this is the next week.
All right.
Next week.
Where can you find us?
You can find us on everything, Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play?
Google Podcasts.
Google Podcasts. I don't know. Some people keep saying different things to me.
That's okay.
They keep asking me if we're on this. I'm like, okay. But please give us reviews and download the episodes if you can. It definitely helps us out with rankings. Mm-hmm. And just get feedback. Like, we really want to hear from everybody who's listening. Mm-hmm. Or the three people. Doesn't really matter. Please let us know.
Hey, three people or three people?
Hey, I want to hear.
We can talk directly to you. Yeah. Just review us and download and subscribe. Mm-hmm.
Or tell us we're doing a great job if you have no comments.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Then it'll make us feel better.
Like, you're great.
Drop us a line at redactedcontact@gmail.com.
Or Instagram.
Or DM us.
Or whatever that is.
The Redacted Podcast.
The Redacted Podcast. Yes. At the Redacted Podcast on Instagram.
Yes.
But that
Redacted Podcast. You know how Instagram works.
There's Redacted Brown Game. You do Redacted Beer
Game.
There it is.
All right, later.
Okay. Yes, thank you guys so much for listening to us. I can't wait to hear from you guys, and I hope you guys can't wait to hear from us from next week. As always, I was AJ.
Kenny.
CJ.
I was waiting for you to go first.
You're second.
I know.
You're always second.
Have a good night.